delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
7 minutes past six. Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday.
Good morning, Harry.
Hello, Dana.
You're looking at an AFL star this morning. An absolute ripper of a player.
Modest as well.
She had her first tackle last night. She went down like a ton of bricks.
I was going to ask, because you said yesterday when we were leaving work, you're like, I've got AFL. Usually we have a phone call at about 6 o'clock at night. And you're like, don't call me, I'll be at AFL. And I was wondering.
Just out there getting fit with the Muscle Cats, so.
I was wondering if you, because last week.
You're going to have to book next time in with my receptionist.
Sorry.
My PA.
Of course. Last week when we were chatting about it, you were like, oh, I can't wait to tackle people. It's going to be great. I'm going to get out all of my aggression. So how did it go?
I definitely didn't have that amount of confidence when I was laying in the muddy pitch, so.
So it didn't go down too well.
Were you I got my flattened? First injury, put it that way.
Oh, really?
I jarred my fingers.
Who did you pick?
Look at me go!
The biggest girl in the team to tackle? Like, what happened?
Nah, just wasn't prepared for it. And, yeah, I went down, put it that way.
Okay. Well, thank
you. Very muddy in the middle of the oval, too. So I told you I got my new footy boots that I got on the weekend. They're no longer pink and teal. They're just brown.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks for turning up today. If I jarred my fingers, I would have called in sick. Just saying. Hey, we got a massive show. We're still going to pop you on the love list this morning if you want to score a cheeky, sneaky, sexy weekend away.
Hang on. Yesterday, you were having a go at me for calling it a sexy weekend. But we all know what everybody who is going to get win this trip is going to get up to at the Qualls Cottage at the Barrington Tops. If you want to win, listen for that heartbeat when we play it. Make sure you call us on 654-11981. Winky face.
Coming up next, though, we're going to do Career Confidential. We're going to chat with a lady who has a job that you wouldn't even think exists in the Hunter Valley. It's amazing.
I don't know about it before. You told me about it.
Yeah, we're going to get her on the phone for Career Confidential next after this.
Career Confidential.
This is where we chat with someone with an interesting job in the Hunter Valley, and this one really, like, got our interest, Dana. It's a Camelier. Her name's Michelle. She's from Camelmilk, New South Wales. You can find them along Denman Road in Musselbrook or at camelmilknewsouthwales.com.au. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Okay, go from the top. Like, what do you do at your camel farm? And also, I'm very curious, how on earth do you milk a camel?
Well, the title's pretty self-explanatory. We have approximately 60 camels that we've rescued and we milk them. So we don't milk them by hand. We do have what we call a portable milker that we tow behind one of our farm quads. And we just run them through a race and we milk them every morning.
So is it like a cow where you, like, put the machine on and they have teats and all that sort of stuff?
Just like milking a cow, yeah.
So what's a normal day for you out on the farm with the camels? Like, run us through just a normal day.
Well, a normal day starts at about 7 o'clock. So we get up, we get prepared to bring the girls into the dairy. Once they're brought in, we milk them and then we rejoin the mothers back with their babies. So we keep the cubs with the mothers. That way we have a happy camel, because if you upset a camel, it can sit down. And once they're sitting down, they're very hard to move and obviously milk. So, yeah, once they're milked, the mothers get back with their calves and they just go down the paddock and spend the rest of the day grazing in the sun.
How did you become a camelier to begin with?
I've heard camelier's, like, back when white people colonised Australia, but I've never heard of modern camelier's. How did this come about?
A unique animal, and I did a little bit of research and just found that a lot of them were being slaughtered.
Yeah.
Out in central Australia, and it upset me to see that there was these really majestic creatures being slaughtered and left to rot. And I thought, well, you know, I'd love to have some camel milk. How hard would it be to get some camels? So off on a little journey I went and rang a white fella that knew a black fella that had some camels, and yeah. 7 years later, we've rescued over probably over 100 of them.
Wow.
But we've got 60 on farm. And, we milk them. We make soap with their milk. We do a freeze-dried powder.
Do you drink the milk? Is it taste different?
Yeah, yes.
To milk from cows?
It is slightly different. It's thin on the palate like a skim milk because cattle milk's really low in fat.
Mm.
But it's not a strong tasting sort of milk, sort of like goat's milk. It's a lot more similar to cow's milk than goat's milk.
Amazing. So you can actually buy the camel milk as well at camelmilknewsouthwales.com.au. Michelle, you've got a fascinating job as a camelier. Thank you so much for joining us for Career Confidential.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Exposed.
Exposed is brought to you by the New South Wales Minerals Council. All through the pandemic, mining in New South Wales has kept working, which helps keep the community safe and the economy moving. In entertainment news, nominations for the 78th Annual Golden Globe Awards celebrating the best in film and TV were announced last night. But first, Zac Efron, Harry. He's gone full Aussie and he's gone camping in a caravan. So he's in South Australia shooting his new film, Gold, and he posted a pic of him camping. Now, it's a bit of a clickbaity story, but I wanted to talk about Zac Efron.
Of course you did.
But just imagine that. Going camping with Zac Efron. I couldn't think of anything better.
I don't camp. I don't drive in vans. Not for me.
Didn't invite you. Me and Zac are going.
You know what? I don't want to disturb you and Zac. You do whatever
Good.
You want
Thank
with
you. Him. Thank you. Thank you. A true friend.
Yeah.
To the Golden Globes now. With everyone staying at home this year, Netflix led in both the television and film nominations. So if you haven't seen these yet, these are great to get on your watch list because they're going gangbusters. The drama Mank led with 6 nominations. So if you haven't heard that, have you watched it, Harry?
No, I never heard of it.
It's 1930s. It's set in 1930s Hollywood through the eyes of a screenwriter. I don't know if you've heard of him, Herman J. Mankiewicz. And it's as he races to finish his script for Citizen Kane.
Oh, okay. I like Citizen Kane. That'd be pretty cool. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Another one that is based on truth was The Trial of Chicago 7. So that has 5 nominations and that follows that obviously notorious trial in the US. The Crown. Such a good series. It has you hooked.
I've got to get into it. Everyone keeps telling me about it and I haven't even started it, so I have to start it from the very beginning.
Yeah, there's 4 seasons for you to binge.
Yeah.
So that had 6 nominations and it's just a fascinating story because obviously they've taken some creative liberties. It's the story of the royals, but the acting is just the cream of the crop, really.
I like the actors and actresses in The Crown as well. I've got to start watching it. I have to.
And the final one that I want to talk about is 5 nominations is Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, so I started watching this and it is, I've seen all of season 1, it is excellent.
It's a comedy?
Comedy, yeah.
What about it do you like?
Well, it's this rich family, they end up losing all their money and they move to like this, like it's like a shithole, basically Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And it's just how they get along with the locals and stuff, and it's hilarious.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a really good show. It's like fish out of water stuff.
Yeah, my mum said that she hates herself for watching it because she just couldn't stop watching it, so she'd go to bed too late every night.
Yeah, they're like 20-minute episodes, and you can just keep watching them one after the other. It's a really good show.
Yeah, but Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will be hosting again this year, virtually or otherwise, we don't yet know, but it's the Golden Globes is due to go ahead on the 28th of February. But I wanted to know, because of lockdown, everybody had time to binge. I would love to throw it out there. What was your most binged series during lockdown last year? Call us, 654-11981. So overnight and in entertainment news, the 75th Annual Golden Globe Awards nominations were announced. There's some huge names that are going to be up for awards, including Mank, which is not one that I've heard of, but that's a good one to put on your watch list if you haven't seen it. A 1930s Hollywood through the eyes of a screenwriter as he races to write the film Citizen Kane. The Trial of Chicago 7, The Crown, Schitt's Creek. So we're throwing it out there on 654-11981. What is the TV show that you binged watched in lockdown? Harry, what did you do?
I'm a bit lame. I binge watched Seinfeld because I had the box set. Because I don't have Netflix and stuff.
So you really need to get onto that.
I'm like the only one in the Hunter Valley that doesn't have Netflix. So I just binge watched Seinfeld from season 1 to season 9.
But you've seen it before, right?
Yeah. But I just
love it. It's like a comfort series. Mine's that with friends completely.
Yeah. 654-11981 if you want to join us this morning.
Alrighty, let's go to Keith from Brankston. Keith, what did you binge watch during lockdown?
There was this sci-fi thing called Salvation, and they're trying to stop a comet hitting the Earth. It's sort of an updated version of Armageddon.
Ooh. Was that something you're interested in previously?
Well, I didn't grab my attention until I sort of saw the lead character who's female with red hair, and I thought, yeah, I might want to sit down and watch this, and turned out to be pretty good.
That's generally why I watch a lot of things. It's usually because there's a hot redhead. And I'll watch it. That's why I watch The Greatest Showman. It's a musical. And they're like, oh, do you want to watch this musical? I'm like, nah. And they're like, oh, Rebecca Ferguson's in it. I'm like, okay, maybe I will. So I get you, Keith. Don't worry.
I'll fight you for it.
Thanks for the call, buddy. 654-11981 is our number if you want to join us.
Let's go to Pete from Denman. Pete, what TV series did you binge watch during lockdown?
I don't know if it was a good idea. I think I might have had a bit of watching all of these sci-fi, like dystopian future things about, you know, how the world's basically going to be run by robots in a few years' time. There's one on Binge called Next.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all about, like, artificial intelligence, like your Amazon Alexa, but it goes rogue and takes over the world and makes all the computers crash and stuff. And it really creeps me out. And now I'm not comfortable anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I started watching, that sounds similar to a TV show called Black Mirror. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
I'm all into that. There's another one called Devs, which is very similar, about like the future of artificial intelligence and how it's going to take over and kill us all.
So I feel like you've come out of lockdown smarter then.
Well, smarter, but way more scared about the future.
Yeah. Smarter, but paranoid.
Yes. Love is in the air. Oh,
love is in the air. 654-11981, that is the number to call when you hear the heartbeat, because we're going to put you on the love list to win an exclusive two-night stay to Aussie Arc in the Barrington Tops to the beautiful romantic Qualls Cottage.
Yeah, this is worth over $600. It's two-night stay up there, plus a Devils in the Wild tour. We're going to pop you on the love list this morning. First up is Andrew from Aberdeen. G'day, Andy.
Who are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. So who are you be... If you win, who would you be taking up to the Qualls Cottage?
Take my fiancée, Brooke, away.
Oh, fiancée.
Beautiful.
How long have you been engaged for?
Just over 12 months.
12 months. Congrats.
Good on you. Have you planned anything for Valentine's Day yet, or would this get you out of some hot water?
Oh, it'd probably get me out of hot water, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, well, we're happy to do that. Happy to help you out.
Well, you're straight on the love list. Let's go to Musselbrook now, where Tony is. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Who would you take if you won this beautiful stay away?
My partner.
Yeah. Husband, fiancé, boyfriend?
A fiancé.
Fiancé. How long have you guys been engaged for?
3 years.
3 years.
Oh, awesome.
What was the proposal like?
It was lovely. Oh. We're actually in Thailand.
Oh!
That is incredible. How did you guys meet? Did you meet in Musselbrook?
We did, by mutual friends. He was actually at the pub and we sort of had a three-way conversation on the phone.
Oh, so you weren't even at the pub?
No, I was not at the pub. I was with a friend of mine and then one of his friends rung him and then, yeah, it was just random.
The rest is history.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, we're going to pop you on the love list. So hopefully you'll be staying at Qualls Cottage worth over $600. Have you guys got kids?
We do have children. They're all grown up.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Okay,
romantic getaway.
You can get away.
Well in need.
Yeah. Just
that'd
the two
lovely.
Of you.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialists for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Every morning, Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us to chat the Big Three, the biggest three news stories you need to know. Hello, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I have a question to ask you, Jess.
Okay.
I'm the proud owner of my very first footy injury. Have you ever injured yourself doing CrossFit or playing sport? No.
You're just clumsy, Dana, is what she's saying.
I thought that was gonna bruises, be, but
I thought that would be a definite yes. And I'm, you know, and now I'm part of the crew. The crew with injuries. Like, what have you done?
What are you talking
I've
about?
I've jarred my finger. I've started small.
That's an annoying injury, though.
I did say kudos to Dana for coming into work today, because a jarred finger, I would have called in sick.
Well, lucky you're pressing the buttons this morning, Harry, because I just simply couldn't do it.
No, of course you couldn't.
I was sitting at the pub last night after footy with an ice pack on my hand.
Oh, man.
I'm real tough.
Let's chat about the big three news stories this morning. Victoria, they just can't get a decent run, can they? That looks like they're going back into lockdowns again. Is that right?
Well, 600 people or so say with the open definitely are. They've been told to isolate after being identified as casual contacts of a hotel worker who's picked up the UK strain of the virus. He was a hall monitor at the Grand Hyatt Hotel and tested negative at the end of his shift, but a couple of days later had some symptoms, when got another test and tested positive. So all of today's warm-up matches have been cancelled. Late last night, the Premier held a press conference and said there are a couple of restrictions for all of Victoria, like the number of people at home has gone from 30 to 15. Masks need to be worn in public indoor places, and they had a return to work cap coming up in a week or so, but that's been put on pause.
Everything can change so quickly.
Literally just with one case, but it looks like there's good news for New South Wales, though.
Yeah, New South Wales is on track to ease restrictions next Friday. So restrictions across New South Wales will be relaxed pending the no evidence of community transmission. So at the moment, we've got 17 days of zero cases of community transmission. And in the last 24 hours, 12,000 people across New South Wales were tested. So Gladys has said that she wanted to reassure the community that restrictions around the 4 square metre rule for hospitality businesses would be relaxed to 2 square metres. So this is great news for the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, especially for hospitality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can get, I suppose you'll be able to get more people in the venue then.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's big enough.
Essentially.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you remember after Christmas we chatted about a guy who got a little too merry and he changed his name via deed poll to Celine Dion?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's in the news again this morning. So it turns out his name is actually Thomas Todd formally, but he changed it by a deed poll to Celine Dion after he got a little too merry over Christmas and he was watching Celine Dion concert videos.
Yes.
And he
forgot.
He actually forgot he changed his name. He was so drunk. He forgot he changed his name and then he woke up like 2 days later and there was a letter in the
mail
saying your name is now officially Celine Dion. Anyway, turns out he hasn't changed his name back and he's decided to keep it.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
And then imagine meeting Celine. Hi, Celine. I'm Celine.
I'm Celine.
Well, that's actually a lot of his thinking behind it. He said he has no desire to change it again. He thinks that he might use it to get backstage at a Celine Dion concert.
Surely she knows. If this has been all over the news. It was all over the news around Christmas. Surely she knows about this by now.
Oh, she must.
She's reached out.
Who knows?
Maybe she doesn't want to meet another. Maybe she wants to be the only Celine Dion. Maybe she's filthy about it.
Yeah.
Imagine meeting.
I'd be filthy.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
imagine
meeting
a filthy Celine Dion. You would not want to get on her bad side.
No, she strikes me as someone who would be very scary, actually.
How would you feel if someone changed your name, their name to...
Andrew Joshua Harrison.
Yeah.
It's a very common name. Actually, there are so many people with my name. I get emails all the time directed to people that I got cricket tickets sent to me the other day, and I was like, I don't watch cricket. Here's your cricket tickets back. Yeah, exactly. That's your big three. Thanks so much, Jess Rouse. We'll catch you at 7:30.
No worries.
We're speaking to Jude and Shannon. They are the mums team from the Amazing Race Australia. Unfortunately, they came in last night and didn't make it through the third stage. Jude and Shannon, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Excellent.
Yep, no worries. Disappointed. No doubt we're disappointed, but we're good.
Your spirits are high, though. How come you guys are feeling so good? I'd be, like, super down in the dumps.
Chocolate and coffee.
Yeah.
Lots of wine.
Yeah, I heard you guys were missing your Savvy Bees in the afternoon.
We so were. And, we were at Longreach. We'd been eliminated, but... at the hotel, there was a bar, yes.
And, excellent.
Excellent result. Now, you guys are from Queensland. Do you feel like last night you had an advantage at all, or being your home state, is the outback somewhere that you've been before?
No, it was a little different.
from downtown. Downtown Winton isn't so close to downtown Brisbane. A little different breed of people, little different.
But our people actually, yep. Doing that dunny race was amazing. We had such great support.
Yeah.
We were so last, and they hung around at the pub cheering us on. Legends.
So you guys got the sabotage card last night, is that right?
Yes. What is with that?
Yeah, who gave you that?
Anorak and Jazz.
And how did you feel about those guys afterwards?
I mean,
actually, even though we were bad,
they were nice. Yada yada yada. They were nice. You're playing a game. Make the hard decision.
Yeah.
The best decision would have been to sabotage Holly and Delore and keep us there.
There's got to be a couple that you just secretly... I know you've got to say something nice, but you secretly hated them. Come on. Give us the goss.
I mean, look, come on. Our mate Holly and... Oh, Holly.
Holly, we like.
Delore's not our person. Not going to lie. No. But in terms of the other teams, like, we probably weren't there long enough to be irritated by anybody. Maybe we were the ones irritating them.
Maybe.
Shut up.
No, we're too nice.
Yeah, way too nice.
Hang on. You ladies can clearly chat. Now, last night on the episode... you had to change these tyres on these road trains. One of you wasn't allowed to talk. Obviously, that was a challenge. How much of a challenge was it for you ladies?
Such a challenge. And also, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I actually broke a bone in my finger, which, you know, no one showed on the TV. I was like, what?
He's got a crooked finger now.
Yeah, I have. It's my middle finger too. It's my finger.
I can absolutely relate. Last night I went to AFL training with the Muscle Brook Cats and I've jarred my finger. So we're obviously finger injury buddies.
Injury twins, that's right. But it was hard, going back to that challenge. It was really, really hard. And so Shannon was trying to write things down with lipstick on paper because, you know, we'd lost our pen. And it was really hard,
super
honestly.
Hard.
Yeah, I think it's what actually contributed to us being
And also physically.
Oh, so for sure.
The tires are insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on, you guys have a backpack full of stuff. How come you had lipstick on you?
We actually didn't take pyjamas. We took absolute minimal. Yeah. So we actually, way too much of each other now.
Yeah, we're pearl earrings and lipstick were the first things to pack.
And you're going to the Outback. I love that.
I know.
It must look good no matter where one is.
As we got tired, the less and less we cared, which is clear.
Absolutely. Oh, I completely agree. Jude, Shannon, the mums, eliminated last night in the Amazing Race Australia. We loved watching you. We're going to miss you on the TV. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.